Bottom four we go, as the scoreboard now reads 5-1 in favor of the Cold Spring Springers, as Jason Grimm looks at a first pitch strike, second pitch missing down and away, evens this up at 1-1. Springers with one in the first, four in the fourth. Elko with their one run coming in that the first inning, as the 1-1 pitch on the corner for a strike moves it to 1-2. As 1-2 the count, Pennick right back, 1-2 pitch, hits softly towards short. Barth up with it, across the diamond. JB makes the play for out number one. I'd like to clarify something to a listener who said, I just heard you say you approved of a bunt on the radio. Don't take my hashtag never bunt card away, AJ Hadley. I just thought in that situation it was warranted, and I will leave it at that. So one down, that brings Mikey Fredericks into the plate. As Mikey on the afternoon was he was walked, and Pennick not looking to do that right here, as he's gifted a four-run lead, Reese, and he's coming at him.
Yeah, the goal always when you get a big inning like that, try and get your team back into the dugout as quick as you can. So obviously Pennick's going to try and work the strike zone here in the bottom of the fourth and see if in a matter of minutes here he can get them back and swing in those bats again.
Fredrickson fouls one down the first base line. Mikey's in a hole at 0-2. Fredrickson to be followed by Carson Blazing for Elko in the fourth. 0-2 offering from Pennick. That is slashed up the first baseline again, and that is a foul ball. Count stays put at 0-2. He hasn't had a clean inning yet, Reese. He's been in some trouble in the first, second, and third.
A runner in scoring position every one of those first three innings for Elko off Pennick.
A runner at third base every inning. Just the one run allowed thus far, as his 0-2 pitch cut on and fouled at home plate. Bolson unable to hold on behind the dish. 0-2, the count stays put at. As Pennick's 0-2 offering, that's fouled up the third base line. After six innings, the Twins trailing the Tigers 4-2 in game two of the doubleheader. It was either Socrates or Joey from Little Big League who once said, can't believe you lost to the Tigers. They stink. As the Twins in jeopardy of being swept by Guardi's Tigres out in Detroit as they're back to baseball and we're back to sports. I think that that foul ball get Bolson. I saw the umpire go hand deliver the new pearl to Pennick.
It must have. I thought it might have gone off Fredrickson's leg too as well, or one of the other, obviously, but Fredrickson looked like he was coming up a little stiff as well.
As the 0-2 pitch, that's hit into left field. There's a solid knock for Mikey Fredrickson. One out single. Did a nice job of following off some balls. And the count, he's aboard with a base knock. Carson Blazing to the plate, and Terrace will hold on Fredrickson and gives Blazing a nice hole on that right side here, Reese.
Yeah, just a nice piece of hitting there by Fredrickson. He was obviously thinking fastball way ahead of it, but has enough time to keep his hands back on the curveball and just get a little bit on it to get it out to left field.
Blazing takes a daddy hack, and he comes up empty for strike one. As Carson with the sack bunt in his only plate appearance back in the second inning. Elko trails by four here as the Springers have built a 5-1 advantage thus far. As the 0-1 pitch is skied, Olsen's going to have to go a long way for this. Brad battling the sun. He makes the catch on the left field line for out number two.
Yeah, that sun kind of right over the first base dugout, I think, here right now at Joe Schlepper Field in Shakopee. So really a tough one for Olsen coming out. You could tell he was struggling with it, but makes a nice job trekking over there.
Brad, corner infield, corner outfielder in his day. Nice play on that one. So two down, nine-hitter Kyle Kraska to the plate. As Pennick's first offering to Kraska is swung on and missed. Kyle struck out looking his first time. He was the first strikeout victim of the day for Pennick, who has three total through 3 2/3. Winner of this one plays tomorrow at 4 o'clock again right here at the Joe. And if it's the Springers, tomorrow's going to be Cold Spring Baseball Day on Total Country Bob FM, as I'll have the Cold Spring Rockies Buckman Billy Goat matchup at 11 o'clock in Springfield. Then I hit the gas pedal and try to make it from Springfield to here at the Joe in the allotted time to get on the air by 4 o'clock. that, of course, if the Springers hold on to their lead here today. Plenty of wood to chop yet. 0-2 the count. Penix, 0-2 pitch. That gets away from Drew Bolson, and it'll be a wild pitch advancing Mikey Fredrickson to second base. The old 58-footer right there.
Yeah, trying to get the hitter Kraska ahead on that one, but just couldn't get enough on it. Tough play by Bolson to try and get the body.
So a runner into scoring position for the fourth consecutive inning for the Elko Express as Kyle Kraska looks to clutch up. As Penix set, his 1-2 offering to Kraska, spiked another off-speed pitch. Bolson gobbles this one up nicely as Fredrickson stays put at second base and moves our count to 2-2.
Fredrickson taking second on that one. Once again, Penix finding himself with the runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the fourth.
And to the count to Kyle Kraska. 2-2 pitch, cut on and miss. Kraska's out on strikes for the second time today. Fourth punch out for Nick Penix. Big one right there with the runner in scoring position, and that does it for Elko in the fourth. They scored no runs on one hit, no Cold Spring errors, one runner left on base. We've completed four here at the Joe. It is Cold Spring 5 and Elko 1. Springer State Tournament Baseball Class B right here on Total Country Bob FM. We will return in 1 minute. Top five we go. Springers look to add on here in their second round matchup of the Class B state tournaments as they will have the heart of their order, Jordan Barth, Joe Dempsey, Drew Bolson. Springer set 9 to the plate in the fourth inning, scoring 4 runs, chasing Grant Gunderson out of the game. Nick Dorfman begins his first full inning of relief. I have yet to see those Champlin Logator jerseys, Reese. Those are nice.
I like them. Yeah, they got the kind of the cream look instead of the white, you know, kind of a traditional look out of it. They got the green color scheme, green and white. It's a good look. I like it.
Seeing some teams go with the cream as of late as opposed to the traditional white. Now, Champlin's done. They fell to Meesville today?
Correct, yep. So we will not get to see those creams in action again here at the Joe.
Say goodbye to the creams. 1-1 the count to Jordan Barth as Dorfman's 1-1 pitch to Barth, missing down and away. 2 hits for JB today. He's had a single in the first and a single in the fourth. Came around to score last inning in the fourth as he came in on that Drew Van Loy RBI single. As that pitch missing high for a ball to Barth, and 3-1 the count.
Obviously a big pickup, them getting him back for the state tournament, but the Springers are actually getting a kind of a big loss this week too as well in their roster.
Barth smashes this one to left center field. That one's going to run for a while. One hops the fence. Fielded by Thomas, and it's a 3-hit day for Jordan Barth.
Talk about a guy you'd like to add to the lineup, not just to play short, but so far in this tournament. 5-for-7 from Jordan Barth. That's his second double of the tourney in 7 plate appearances. Pretty good start.
Boy can hit. I think I said that last week. Might have said it already today. If he gets a couple more hits, I'll continue to say it because it's true. He likes baseball, and he's really good at it. It's a leadoff double for the Springers in the fifth. Brings Joe Dempsey to the plate. Jordan going into his senior year at Augustana. National champions in 2018, his freshman year. He was on that squad. As he first pitched to Dempsey, he smashes this one into left field. Barth had to stay put, but then as the ball goes through, he takes the big turn at third and does come around to score, sliding safely. Had to stay put on the line drive, Reese, to make sure it went through. But when you're playing the warning track in left, you get a quick guy at second, he can come around and score as Dempsey, the RBI knock.
Yeah, we mentioned Kraska, the Elko left fielder, playing about 15 feet off the warning track when Olsen, a lefty, was up. When Barth and Dempsey, the righties in the heart of the lineup for the Springers, he would take even a couple steps back from there. So you sit way back like that, you know, plays like that are going to happen unless you got the arm to back it up.
So the Springers add another one. They lead now 6-1 and have outscored their opponents 16-1 thus far in the state tournament. Doesn't get any easier for Dorfman as he looks at Drew Bolson here. Drew had that sacrifice bunt back in the fourth inning that went off the backhanded attempt of Grant Gunderson that got everybody safe. That was last inning in the fourth. As he'll hit away here in the fifth as he smashes that one into left field. Barrel City for the boys from Cold Spring right now as they are all over Nick Dorfman. Solid knock for Drew Bolson.
And finally, some action here in the top of the fifth for Elko out in their bullpen. Terry Ferguson, head manager for Elko, finally getting somebody going. I mean, this is an elimination game. You're down 5 runs, 2 on, nobody out. You got to start thinking that you got to stop the bleeding here somehow, some way.
As Drew Van Looy into the batter's box, he looks over at third base coach Dave Hinkemeyer for the signs, and Dave basically gives him a stare that, if a look could say a thousand words, says, do what those guys did. As Bolson does now square, or excuse me, Van Looy does square to bunt, pulls back as the pitch comes in high. So no signs were applied right there. I don't know if Drew bunting on his own, as now Dave Hinkemeyer applies signs. Springer's lead by five. More. This one I would not agree with. And I have a ton of respect for Dave Hinkemeyer. Van Looy does come swing right there, and the bunt was wiped off. Or maybe Drew just trying to move the infield a little bit, moving his hands up to get the infielders moving. Up by five, and you're hitting the ball pretty hard right now. I would say, why give him the out?
Yeah, if you didn't stroke, if three righties didn't stroke three singles right before this, I would maybe consider it. But the fact that Barth, Dempsey, Bolson back-to-back-to-back just rip shots, I would let Van Looy swing the bat here for sure.
As now he does square once again, and Drew pulls back as that pitch missing moves it to 2-1. So he went bunt attempt, pull back, swing and foul, bunt attempt, pull back, 2-1 our count. Cold Spring by five in the fifth. 2-1 the count to the Springer third baseman. 2-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Now 2-2. So on pitches he was squaring around to bunt, they were thrown for balls, and other pitches were thrown for strikes. 2-2 the count to Velo. He had the Springer's RBI last inning, their first RBI last inning in the fourth. As the 2-2 pitch, yeesh. There's a take right there from Drew Van Looy. That looked awfully close. Dorfman been getting hit around a little bit this inning, and would have loved to punch out right there. 3-2 the count with Brad Olson on deck for Cold Spring. Dempsey leads from second. Bolson from first. 3-2 pitch. That's hit in the air to left center field. Long run, and that ball is going to drop. Hinkemeyer throws the brakes on Dempsey. Now the ball is bobbled in left field. Dempsey's going to come home, and he's safe at home. He was dead stopped at third, and left fielder Ash Larson having a tough time obtaining the baseball, Reese. So Dempsey says, whatever, I'll go, and he scores.
There seems to be some difficulties with the Springers and third base coach manager Dave Hinkemeyer. A couple times that's happened so far. Almost looked like Dempsey was going to barrel right through a stop sign. It looked like he was going, and then, as you said, once Hinkemeyer realized he was past the bag and Kraska was struggling with the ball in left center, said, well, you might as well go now, and he beats it.
So 10th hit of the day for the Springers, and only 12 outs have been recorded as Brad Olson to the plate, and Brad looks at a first pitch ball. You almost got to go a hit in air right there, don't you, to get that second run in?
I would. So it looks like they will not give him one, but I would think so as well. Yeah, that was mishandled out in the outfield.
1-0 pitch. Olson hits this one to short left field. Larson coming on. Ash has this one measured, fights the sun, makes the catch to retire Brad Olson for out number one. I mean, Joe was all but stopped. I mean, he was coming hard, like you said, and it looked like perhaps he was going to run through the red light, but he decided to stop and then looked back out there, and the ball's still on the ground, and he said, well, I'll go now.
Yeah, luckily it worked out. I think any more of a hesitation, we might have had a serious play at home, but you can take those chances as long as he's still got a little bit of a fleet of foot, as he does.
As Terrace pops another one up right here, as over for a look is the first baseman, Evanson, and he won't get to this one. Has one strike the count on Terrace. Springer's got two on, and they already have two in here in the fifth. They went double, single, 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 flyout to get two in and two on. Runners at first and second. It is Bolson at second base. Drew Van Looy at first. Van Looy, he does get that RBI in getting Dempsey in, as that pitch hit to on the ground to the third base line, and that is foul. 0-2 the count. Ash Larson goes and retrieves that, flips it back over to Dave Hinkemeyer. 0-2 the count to the Springer first baseman Jaron Terrace. The only Springer to not have a hit in the state tournament thus far, as the 0-2 pitch, that's missing down and away to Jaron. And now caught in between first and second is Bolson. The throw is dropped at third base. The pitch was low, knocked down by Mikey Fredrickson. Bolson got caught leaning the wrong way, and knowing he'd never get back to second in time with the AR that is attached to the right arm of Mikey Fredrickson. Fredrickson throws to third, and it bounces out of the third baseman Kyle Kraska's hand, and the runners advance to second and third. Everybody safe on the air.
Yeah, just a tough play. Fredrickson doing a really nice job. A little bit of a hesitation as that's what got the runner off the bag. But like you said, the third baseman Kraska just can't hang on. Tough play.
As Terrace hits one at the second baseman, caught by the second baseman Mitch Frederick. Line drive right there by Jaron. And is that baseball for you or what, Reese? You've been popping it up for a couple weekends. You hit one hard right at the second baseman.
Yeah. I mean, just kind of a little number, not a whole lot of heat off that one for Terrace, but the struggle is real for him so far in this tournament. That is his sixth pop-out of this state tournament.
The two away, the infield, which was in for that one pitch, is back to normal depth as ball hit on the ground by Jungles. Knocked down by Blazin. Throw across the diamond is in time to retire Alex Jungles. Springers get two, but Reese, you would almost say that Dorfman did a good job of minimizing right there, only allowing the two runs.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. When you start with a single, single, single in that inning, and then follow it up with another single after that with Van Loy, it can make things a little difficult, but he does a nice job, gets the last three guys all to induce an out, and keeping it somewhat still relevant here with a 7-1 deficit.
Two runs, four hits, one error. Two runs, four hits, one error. And two runners left on base for Cold Spring in their half of the fifth. 7-1 the score. Back in a minute on your home for Springer Baseball. It's Total Country, Bob FM. Bottom of the fifth, top of the order for Elko here in Shakopee as Nick Pennock begins his fifth inning of work, and he starts the leadoff man Mitch Frederick with a strike. Reese, whatever happens for the rest of the day, we're having a fine day because Andy Bolson just came and waved hi.
We are still little kids from Cold Spring at heart, people. I don't know if you didn't know that or not, but we're still little kids from Cold Spring.
Oh, my God, it's Andy Bolson.
If Ben Griffin shows up, I might go crazy.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch hit on the ground towards second. Fox fields the third hop and throws out Frederick, who is grounded out to second his last two at-bats. Pennick gets the leader as he's had a nice little gift from his teammates. And what started shaky, and he has danced around the flames at times today, Reese, he has done a nice job here today.
Yeah, the first couple innings, he was falling behind early in counts and falling behind early in innings. The last few innings, a little better. He gets the leadoff man in the third, does it again in the fourth, and now he does it again here to start the fifth.
As the first offering to Ryan Bastier has popped up, long run for Barth. Long run for Olson, and that ball will drop on the dive attempt by Jordan Barth, and it's a one-out single for Ryan Bastier as JB covered some ground on that.
Yeah, he had no business even coming close to that ball, about halfway down the left field line, but somehow gets close to it. You're so busy watching the guy, sometimes you forget to see if it's fair or foul. Obviously, that one falling in the fair side of things, and Olson does a nice job getting it in, holding Bastier to a single.
So, with one on and one out, Dylan Thomas to the plate. Dylan with the single his last time up. 1-for-2 on the day as he looks at a first-pitch curveball in there for a strike. Thomas is the hitter. So you'll remember Reese saying his last time up, he was hitting like 480-something, and he's 1-for-2 on the day, so 480, and his average is going to go up today. As the one-strike pitch is down and away, and it gets away from Drew Bolson, and advancing into scoring position is Ryan Bastier. So Reese, mark it to 5-for-5 on innings that Pennick will have to pitch with a runner in scoring position.
Maybe he's comfortable with it. Bolson, tough one on that one. Kind of popped up at the last second, letting that ball trickle by him.
We were happy to see Andy Bolson. Our dad is thrilled right now having some FaceTime with Patrick Roycey from the Star Tribune as Kurt Hemish and Patrick Roycey exchanging old amateur stories, I would assume. They're not talking about the 2020 election, I'll tell you that. As the 1-1 pitch missing inside, now 2-1. Bastier at second base, 2-1 pitch, that's in there. Thomas lays off that pitch that burns the inside corner, 2-2 the count with one down, regardless of what the scoreboard here at Joe Schlaper Stadium says. Pennick set, 2-2 pitch, off speed is fouled at home plate by Thomas. Pennick got him on his front foot, Reese, but the good hitter right there fights it off.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did on his base hit in the bottom of the third. Basically got way ahead of it, sat back just till the last second that he could, and drove something out to left field.
2-2 the count. Penix 2-2 to Thomas. That's way inside. Thomas has to move out of the way. Otherwise, that one gets him in the hip. Fills the count up at 3-2 with Travis Evanson on deck. No activity in the Springer pen. As right now, the game is Nick Penix. Right-hander set. Payoff pitch to Thomas. That's inside, ball four. And it is a walk issue to Dylan Thomas. Just the second walk of the afternoon for Nick Penix. He started the game with a walk, and another one right here in the fifth.
Yeah, not a bad pitch. The last couple from Penix were both close, just couldn't get the corners on that. Now is where you got to be a little careful, though. TJ Evanson coming up to the plate for Elko. Like I said earlier, he's got 10 home runs this season. So you're up six runs, but one swing of the bat from Evanson could make it three runs just like that. So I really got to be careful here, hopefully trying to get the ground ball on the slow Evanson.
As the first offering to Evanson is in there for a strike. As Penix quickly getting ahead. As the one strike pitch to Penix inside once again to Evanson, like it was for Dylan Thomas, evens us up at 1-1. Update on our sibling station total, or excuse me, KASM. Prior Lake leading Kimball 1-0 in the first inning. As this pitch is hit on the ground and through the left side, being waved around is Ryan Bastier. He's going to come around to score with ease, and it's an RBI single for Travis Evanson. 7-2, the Springer lead right now.
Nice piece of hitting there by Evanson, just all over that Penix pitch on the inside corner of the plate. Olsen staying back on that one, basically letting the runner Bastier come in around to score on it. Obviously, his team up six runs. You're going to let the guy score and try and work on the next hitter.
So one away, and the runners remain at first and second. They just change places. Evanson at first, Dylan Thomas at second base, and the batter will be Ash Larson. As Penix's first offering, this is popped up. It's a big pitch right there for Penix. It'll be an infield fly rule as Terrace makes the catch, regardless, for a large out number two, and it'll be up Jason Grimm here in the fifth inning.
I'll say this about the Evanson single that just occurred before that fly out by Ash Larson. One of the few balls hit off of Penix that we've seen hit really hard so far in this tournament. Just kind of a guy who's crafty, keeps it low in the strike zone, a lot of kind of chink singles all over the place, not anything huge.
I got asked a few times this week as the first offering. That is hit in the air to left field, and right on it is Olsen. And I'll get back to that once we get to Elko hitting once again in the sixth, because Nick Penix will be out there in the sixth inning, I would assume, after that fly out there. Elko does get one back, but Penix minimizes. It was one run on two hits. There were no Springer errors and two runners left on base. Six in the books here in Chaco. It is 7-2, scoreboard now reading in favor of Cold Spring. We are back with the top of the sixth inning coming up in 1 minute on Total Country, Bob FM. Sixth inning we go. It is Springer State Tournament Baseball here on Total Country, Bob FM, brought to you by our sports boosters, Cold Spring Bakery, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, Willem-Ringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman of Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Westwind Woodworkers, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Wiesman Trucking, Erkins Water, and Gilliland Chevrolet. Stay tuned after the game, where Reese Hemish will name the Albany and Richmond A&W postgame player of the game, as that player will receive a $10 certificate to redeem at the Richmond and Albany A&W. Richmond and Albany A&W sponsoring our postgame show right here on Total Country, Bob FM. Top six, top of the order for the Springers, and it starts with Brian Hansen. Started our game as good as you can possibly start it, with a solo home run. Back in the first inning, some very deep and loud flyouts since then, as Brian 1-for-3 on the day. This will be his second glance at pitcher Nick Dorfman, who is on in relief of Grant Gunderson, who started our game. That was back in the fourth inning when Dorfman came in. First offering to Hansen, gassing it up a little bit, but missing high for ball one. 7-2 in favor of Cold Spring. Cold Spring by a nickel right now, as the 1-0 pitch to Hansen is fouled at home plate. Evens us up at 1-1. Cold Spring one in the first, four in the fourth, two in the fifth to get them to the touchdown of seven. As Dorfman's 1-1 pitch waved at by Hansen, he's in a hole at 1-2 as we see activity starting in the Elko pen once again. Also in the Cold Spring pen, we see somebody loosening it up. As the 1-2 pitch to Hansen missing down and away, now 2-2.
Looks like Femrite out in the bullpen for Cold Spring. Dave Hinkemeyer, no stranger to the state tournament. He knows he's got to win this one no matter what.
2-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Hansen taking one. Look back at the umpire. Big smile on his face as he's conversing with the plate ump. Out number one.
Got to give credit to this Elko pitcher, Dorfman. He's had some lumps so far out there, but he's done a good job keeping this thing close, or as close as he possibly can.
Records his first strikeout right there to Nick Dorfman. As the first offering to Garrett Fox, missing high for a ball. Foxy 0 for 3 on the day with a couple Ks. That was actually the second strikeout, excuse me, for Dorfman. The other one was Fox the last time he batted. As Dorfman's offering to Garrett Fox is swung on and missed, evens us up at 1-1. It is Zach Femrite just starting to play catch down in the Springer pen. You have to win this game to advance into the round of eight, as on the ground towards short, as Fox hits it to Carson Blazin. Blazin up with it across the diamond in time for out number two. Two quick ones for Dorfman here in the seventh. This is actually the round of eight, excuse me. You have to win to advance to the round of four. And once you win your first two games in the Class B state tournament, it starts a four-team double elimination tournament. So two down, Jordan Barth to the day. To the plate. JB's had a day as he is 3 for 3. Single, single, double thus far as he looks at a strike from Nick Dorfman. As the one-strike pitch missing down and away to Barth evens it up at 1-1. Came around to score twice thus far has Barth as Dorfman's 1-1 pitch. That is hit in the air to short left center field and have a day. Jordan Barth, that ball drops. Reese, you don't have to get all over the ball every time. You can just punch it to left sometimes.
That's exactly what he's doing. He obviously had the double back in the fifth that was hit pretty well last inning, but Barth
pretty
is doing
well.
Hit pretty well, yeah. I'll go with pretty well. Maybe a little better than pretty well, but just doing whatever he can to get on base. That's what you want out of your three-hitter, and he's got four hits to back it up so far in this afternoon's contest.
It's a 7 for 9 on the tourney.
6 for 8 now.
6 for 8 on the tourney for Jordan Barth. Not a bad couple weekends as Joe Dempsey to the plate. As Dempsey hits this ball behind first, this is a long run for Bastier. He's not going to get there. That drops fair. But Barth easily gallops from first to third, running with two outs. And the Springers with a little two-out rally here as Dempsey punches his third hit of the day. Joe's got plenty of hits in the tournament as well.
Yeah, you were just talking about Barth not having to hit the ball hard, just hitting them where they ain't. Dempsey doing the same thing, just a little nubber over the first baseman's head. He was 3 for 4 last weekend.
3 for 4 today.
3 for 4 today, so he is 6 for 8 as well.
Not a bad little trip to the middle of the order with Barth and Dempsey and the tourney going a combined 12 for 16 in the state tournament.
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll play. Drew Bolson to the plate with runners at the corners as Bolson looks at a first pitch ball. Now, this was the part of the order that hit Dorfman around pretty hard last inning, where they went double, single, single, single. They've gone single, single thus far with Bolson and Van Loy waiting in the wings. First pitch of ball to Drew Bolson. Springer's looking to get one back that they allowed in the bottom of the fifth inning as Bolson hits one on the ground towards third. Kraska up with it. It was a broken bat by Bolson as Drew is retired 5-3 for out number three, and Cold Spring goes without scoring in the sixth. Dorfman with a nice pitch on the broken bat. No runs on two hits. There was no Elko errors and two runners left on base. 5.5 here at the Joe. It is 7-2 in favor of. We will be back with the bottom of the sixth inning coming up in 1 minute on Total Country Pop FM. Bottom six we go here at Shakopee. As it will be the bottom of the order for Elko here in the bottom of the sixth. Mikey Fredrickson, Carson Blazing, and Kyle Kraska. Reese, we have a gracious host here at Joe Schlaper Stadium.
One of the best.
His name's Bill Schlaper.
Unbelievable.
Very good to us. Gets us the lineups, gets us power strips and stuff like that. Just very accommodating. You know, personality plus all the way through. He hands me a piece of information entitled Tidbit. Now, what's the name of this stadium, Reese?
This would be Joe Schlaper Stadium.
He tells me that Joe Schlaper Sr. threw a perfect game against Little Falls on August 12th, 1949. And Joe Schlaper was playing for the Cold Spring Springers. So a nice little piece of history for you right here. As that Schlaper family from Farming, they named the park in Farming after those boys. And there's another beautiful Schlaper Stadium right here in Shakopee. As Nick Panic falls behind Mikey Fredrickson, 2-0, now 3-0. As Fredrickson has been on base twice thus far, walked in the second, singled in the fourth. Three wide ones from Panic thus far. And as he takes a deep breath, comes back, 3-0 offerings in there for a strike. Took some off and laid one in there. Count now 3-1. Femright has begun to really fire it in the Springer bullpen. As Penick's 3-1 offering, that's hit on the ground softly towards second. Nice work by Penick competing right there. Fox fields and flips to Terrace. 3 to retire Mikey Fredrickson for the first time.
Really good job pitching by Penick there. Coming from behind on the 3-1 count, inducing the ground ball. Obviously, if you're the Springers, you got to win this one, but you don't want to go to Femright if you don't have to, because this if they win, this game tomorrow would be almost of equal importance in trying to get back to that state championship. So good job by Penick to start out the inning with an easy out.
Carson Blazing hits one up the middle, backhanded by Fox, on the run towards center field, flips it in time. Put a star on that one, Reese.
Garrett Fox is gobbling it up. He's not the quickest guy, but if you watch Garrett, he's always moving at second base before the ball is being hit. That one just nubbed up the middle. He does a good job gobbling it up. Doesn't stop. Doesn't try and throw across his body. Just keeps going with it and makes a powerful throw across the Terrace. Really good job, and that's two quick outs so far for Penick. Huge in the bottom of the sixth.
Two away as time called by Kyle Kraska. Penick threw it anyway. Spiked a fastball. I don't know where that got Drew Bolson, but I don't think I want to know. Drew seems to be okay as he pops right back down, and he's ready to catch. Now the offering back is in there for a strike to Kraska.
That can't make a catcher too happy.
No, I don't think so. One strike the count as Penick right back. One strike offering missing inside as that pops out of the mitts of Drew Bolson. Moves our count and to an even 1-1. Last we heard on KASM, Kimball was trailing
Prior Lake
by a score of 1-0 as the 1-0 pitch missing right there for a ball. Now the 1-1 pitch missing for a ball. Now 2-1. Kraska, the 9-hitter, 0-2 with 2 Ks thus far today against Penick. As that pitch is swung on and missed. And if you keep swinging at pitches at that location, he will be 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. That's 2-2 the count. Penick ready, gets the sign from Bolson. His 2-2. Swung on and missed. Hey, I got that one right. Strikeout retires the Express in order here in the sixth. And for Nick Penick, strikeout number 5. 3 of his 5 strikeouts are Kyle Kraska. Zeros across the board for Elko in the sixth. We've played 6 on Total Country Bob FM. It's Cold Spring 7 and Elko 2. You're listening to State Tournament Baseball right here on Total Country Bob FM. We'll see you in 1 minute. Bottom of the seventh here at the Joe. Top of the seventh, how about, Kirby? Here at the Joe, it's Drew Van Loy, Brad Olson, Jaron Terrace due up for Cold Spring, looking to add to their 7-2 advantage that they currently possess against the Elko Express, as Nick Dorfman will be the pitcher. He's still in there, starting his third full inning of relief as a first pitch offering a strike to Drew Van Loy. Velo today struck out in the second, walked, and a bases loaded walk in the fourth, and an RBI single in the fifth. He is 1-2. The one strike pitch to Van Loy is on the corner again, and 0-2 the count. Springers with 7 runs on 12 hits. They have left 7 on base as that pitch missing low to Van Loy. Now 2-2. There is no more activity in the Elko pen. One and two the count. Reese, you'll have to excuse me. For some reason, when Dick Jonkowski talks, I can't help but listen. It's something that I've been doing at Gopher football games and basketball games for the entirety of my life. And when he's at an amateur game and he's talking, I like to listen.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, we're little kids at the end of the day, for those of you who don't know us that well. So I feel that. I can't hear him quite as well over here, so that's probably a good thing, or I'd be right there with you adjusting my headset to listen to the Polish Eagle.
Dick Jonkowski, State Tournament 2002 in Cold Spring, as there was a rain delay. I in 2002. I would have been like going to be a sophomore in high school. And during the rain delay, he was announcing the game. I was doing the scoreboard. And he just ran through a batting order of all guys with names that would start like or would sound wet or rain related or weather related. And as the 15-year-old I was just in stitches laughing at this guy. He's one after another Tommy Puddles is going to lead off in center field. It was one after another. I couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing. Like George Carlin could have walked in there and I would have said, shut up. Jonkowski's talking. It was fantastic stuff. 2-1 the count to Brad Olson as that pitch is waved at by Ole. Evens it up at 2-2. Brad on the day is 1-for-2. He had a walk in the second inning. He was then picked off. 2 RBI single in the fourth and a fly out to left in the fifth as he taps one on the ground towards second. Frederick gets the high hop, flips it over to first in time, has two quick ones to retire Van Loy and Olson for the Springers here in the seventh. So two down, and Jaron Terrace coming to the plate for Cold Spring. As Nick Dorfman, this is his third full inning of relief, but he did get all three outs in the fourth inning. But he didn't start pitching in that fourth inning. Grant Gunderson was chased from the game as a first pitch strike to Terrace. Dorfman's one strike offering, that is off the plate to even it up at 1-1.
Dorfman really doing a good job with the off speed here. He's kind of realized that in the last couple innings, getting a lot of these Springer hitters out in front.
1-1 pitch. Jaron needed that one, Reese. Base knock, solid knock right up the guts. Frustrating afternoon for Jaron, and he puts one right through the box for a solid knock.
Yeah, when you're not hitting and the whole team is for the second consecutive week, that's going to start affecting you a little bit. You're going to start, you know, hanging your head, not liking what you're doing too much. So even if you're up 7-2, even if you get stranded here with a Jungles flyout or something, you needed that one just to get your head right if you're Jaron Terrace.
Does bring Alex Jungles to the plate. He had an RBI single back in the fourth inning as Dorfman's first offering to Jungles is in there for a strike. Alex bounced out to shortstop Carson Blazing in the third. RBI single, the aforementioned in the fourth inning, and then another bounce out to Carson Blazing in the fifth. As that pitch in there for a strike to Juggy, he's in a hole at 0-2. Lineup flips over with Brian Hansen on deck for Cold Spring. Back to the top of the order. Should Jungles reach? 0-2 the count. Dorfman set. His 0-2 pitch. It's a delayed steal, and Terrace is a thing of beauty right there. A strike fired by Mikey Fredrickson, but on the delay, Reese, nobody home at second. Ball split the bag in half, and Terrace goes first to third.
Yeah, just perfect timing on that one. You could see Terrace with the big secondary lead on that one. I could kind of tell that he was going to do that. That's just a very Cold Spring or Corey baseball type of thing to do as the umpires here debating something,
They're checking the swing of Alex Jungles.
Okay.
And Dorfman is not thrilled. He said, what do you mean he didn't swing? He absolutely swung at that. The base ump saying, no, he didn't. So the Springers with a runner at third here and two outs. 1-2 the count. You'll have to hang an air on that one. As he pitched to Jungles, that's hit into short right field. Out is Frederick, and he makes the catch to make that play a moot point on the air and the check swing potential. So for Cold Spring in the seventh, they scored no runs on one hit. There was one Elko air and one runner left on base. Stretch time here at the Joe. 7-2 our score in favor of Cold Spring. We're on to the bottom of the seventh inning. Coming up in 1 minute right here on Total Country, Bob FM. Bottom of the seventh here at Joe Schlaper Stadium as flew out to left. Got a scorebook issue with this gentleman right here, Reese. But for the Express in the seventh, it'll be the top of the order in Mitch Frederick as Frederick, the first offering from Nick Pennock, missing for a ball. Second pitch is down and away as well. Femrite had retreated to the dugout from the bullpen as he makes his way back to the pen right now. As three wide ones from Pennock to start to Mitch Frederick. Scoreboard says 2-1. It is 3-0. Okay. As 3-0 the count. Pennock right back. 3-0 pitch. High ball four. Four pitch walk issued to Mitch Frederick.
Not an automatic there. That one up a little bit from Pennock. top of the order, kind of possibly thinking their last licks, got to get something going here. It's getting late pretty early for Elko, so might see some aggressive swinging here at the plate out of the two-hitter, Ryan Bastier.
Bastier is 1-for-2 on the day. He singled his last time up, and he scored half of his team's runs thus far. Frederick has the one run in the first inning, and this guy, Bastier, has the other one back in the fifth. Panic from the stretch, his first offering to Bastier. That's in there for a strike on the corner. The sun is making its descent, so we get some shadows on the right side of the infield. First base completely in the shadow. Brad Olson's got to be staring right into that thing right now in left field. Is this ball hit on the ground towards short? Not very hard hit. Barth only has one play. That's across the diamond in time to retire Bastier. Little number right there gets the runner to second base.
And not only made that play, but made really the only play that he could on that one. No sense in trying to make a play at second on Frederick, trying to possibly get a double play or the lead runner. You might as well just try and keep it low. Maybe they only get one this inning, and you still got a four-run lead going into the eighth.
I'm awfully careful with Dylan Thomas right here. First base open.
Oh, yeah. You can tell in his last at-bat, he walked. You could tell Pennick wasn't ready to throw him a cookie.
Yeah, there was a guy on for that as well. Is this pitch broken bat right on the ground towards second? Pennick dances away to avoid the barrel, taking a leg of his off. A slow roller to second, Fox Fields, and flips to first baseman Terrace for out number two. Frederick ends up at third base.
I'm not sure if maybe a fragment got him or maybe just landed a little awkward, but Pennick, looking a little gingerly up there as he picks up a nice chunk of the bat right in front of home plate.
Some sod, actually. Yeah. As fixing his divot, something I did plenty of in a golf tournament I was in yesterday. So two down. It's up to Travis Evanson for Elko. Travis has both RBIs thus far today, so this is the guy the Express want up there. As the first offering from Pennick hit on the ground, this is going to be a tough play for Fox, and he won't make it. Three RBIs and three knots. That's a four-hit day for Travis Evanson, Reese.
And his third RBI, he has all three RBIs, according to my book, for the Elko Express. Not a bad day at the plate. So him and Jordan Barth going a combined 8-for-8 between the two guys.
Toss Dempsey in there, and we're 12-for-12. Oh, Dempsey got out once, 11-for-12. So a run in for Elko here in the seventh. Evanson, 4-for-4 with four singles and three RBIs. As the first offering from Pennick to Ash Larson. That pitch is missing for a ball. Nick has had base runners all day on him. As Pennick's 1-0 offering, that is nubbed foul, evens us up at 1-1. Cold Spring wins. They get the winner of the Dundas-Moorhead game. That game would take place at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon right here at the Joe. If time permits, which we think it will, we'll have that game for you, or we'll get here as quick as we can. As that pitch missing down and away, 2-1. You've ridden in the car with Dad before.
Once or twice.
He'll be moving for me tomorrow. As 2-1 the count. My chauffeur for the state tournament this year. It's lovely. As the 2-1 pitch swung on and missed right there. Pennick emptying the tank a little bit. That had some heat on it.
I would imagine so. I mean, you're in a big spot in this one. I know you have a four-run lead with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh, but you can't let this get any worse. And you got a bunch of guys that can go in the pen if you're the Springers, so why not?
Pennick's 2-2. That is a check swing right back to Pennick. Larson just checked his swing, and he one-hops it right back to Pennick. Nick Fields flips to first, and if that's the last pitch Nick Pennick threw this weekend, Reese, that was a good one. Big out right there and gets him out of Dodge in the seventh.
Yeah, just a little check swing for Larson right back to him. Really impressive job by Pennick. He has been just gutsy, gritty, grimy, whatever you want to call it in these last couple games, but he has been it, and he's been successful.
For Elko in the seventh, they score one run on one hit. No Cold Spring errors. One runner left on base. Scoreboard now reads 7-3 after 7 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the eighth we go, coming up in 1 minute on Total Country Pop FM.